So my name is Debbie Hain, and I work in the advertising and consumer monetization team under Rick Vanderkoy. He's our CVP, and I manage communications for the organization.
My name is Joey Siracola. I'm a business manager in the information platform group under David Koop.
The way I see Yammer is, it's a really good example of the culture we want at Microsoft of being collaborative. I view Outlook as being the things I need to do, and Yammer as being things I need to do with other people. So often you have people coming in and out of projects or in and out of your org, and they want to get some sense of the group. There's no easier way to share the history of your group than Yammer. Like, a person can just scroll through previous conversations versus I'm going to have to go send all of those emails with all the status updates so they can get up to date, or I have to save these status updates to SharePoint, make sure they have access to the SharePoint so they can read everything. Yammer is just a lot more self-serve from a history perspective. It's a lot easier to share articles and get people's thoughts. It's a lot easier to brainstorm. So it's
on Yammer about the document. Or we'll, you know, start a discussion thread on Yammer and ask for people to discuss on there. Just because the instant nature of it and the collaboration, it really helps to foster those types of discussions. Whereas we kind of figure and see SharePoint as more of a document repository and less frequently updated than a Yammer group would be.
It's become a blessing and a curse in my job. Blessing because when people use it, it's really good. Getting people to use it is really tough.
Yeah. Unfortunately, as soon as they give it a try, I think that they do become converts. But it's getting that initial usage in there, and just to trust that it can save you time, it can be more efficient. Seeing the threaded discussions is much easier to read than seeing a bunch of messages in Outlook. Just getting that initial trust, and I think people will buy in.